I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Today we're talking about essential vitamin D. It's essential for the body.
It is. Yeah, it's essential for a lot of things.
A lot of people are talking about it. So why is vitamin D essential to our bodies, Dr. Prather?
Well, it regulates the minerals of our body, especially calcium and phosphorus, which are important for our function. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, the body likes the blood plasma levels of the calcium right at 10.0. It doesn't do well if it goes high, and it doesn't do well if it goes low. And vitamin D, along with the parathyroid, has a tremendous amount of regulation along those lines. And so it's essential that we get all of the vitamin D we need. And then vitamin D will regulate the calcium, the phosphorus, and all the other minerals. But it also has a big effect on our hormones. So you can't truly have a well-balanced hormonal system. And you can't have the hormones that you need unless if you're deficient on your vitamin D. It also is important for kidney function, your bowels. Your immune system is very dependent on the vitamin D. How you sleep. The nervous system also has a tremendous amount to do with it. And then also your mood has a huge effect on by vitamin D.
That's an important one.
But doesn't sound like too much, does it? So basically, almost everything has a tremendous amount to do with your vitamin D levels.
Mm-hmm. Well, how were we meant to get our vitamin D?
Well, how we're meant to get our vitamin D is through sunshine. Mm. And there is a mechanism that we can make our vitamin D. And so what happens is cholesterol goes up to the surface of the skin, and then through a very complicated process, which I won't go through, it is started in the skin, goes to the kidneys and liver, and then circulates through the body and is eventually made into the active form of vitamin D. It can also be got from other food sources. But it all has to be from animal sources. You can't really get it from a vegetarian diet. So if you're getting it from there. But sunshine is really where we were made to get our vitamin D from. And it's the perfect vitamin D for our system if we can get it through the sunshine.
So that's why we like going south in the winter, right?
Well, you know,
luck with that in Indiana.
There is a very definite pattern on how vitamin D, your levels of vitamin D. Mm-hmm. So, you know, during the summer, your levels of vitamin D go up, kind of reach its maximum, you know, towards the end of fall. And then it starts to decline. And then about the time that the sun starts coming out again, we're really, really low on vitamin D. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's why people have, oftentimes people can, you know, if it's kind of a prolonged spring, people get really antsy, you know, where you're not getting that good weather that you're mm-hmm. supposed to get. Mm-hmm. People
Which
start getting kind of, a little irritated, mm-hmm. That mood, infections start to increase. So that's a big thing. And, you know, one of the things is flu season. Mm-hmm. is during the fall and winter. And they say that there's a very strong correlation between the reason for that is because we don't have the strong sunshine. So that cuts down on our immune system. That's why flu season is during the time it is.
And you said the vitamin D deficiency decreases the immune system?
Also? It does. Mm-hmm. It does. Very, very dependent upon the vitamin D levels in our body.
Now, you were looking at me on that mood thing.
Well, you've talked about, you know, it's like, well, will we ever get any sunshine here?
Yeah, I'll take cold with the sun any day.
Right.
Over warm and no sun. Yeah. I just need that sunshine. So what effect did vitamin D have on skin color?
Well, you know, we talk about the vitamin D levels. And if you are near the equator, your skin gets darker. Because you're trying to regulate the amount of vitamin D that you get. So skin color is completely dependent and is designed to absorb vitamin D. So that's why people in the colder areas up north or farther away from the sunshine develop light skin so that they can absorb the vitamin D. Then it starts getting darker as you go down to the Italians. It's a little bit darker because you don't need quite vitamin D. Yeah, there you go. My people up in the British Isles are really, really white because they don't get a whole lot of vitamin D. So they have... They kind of maximize their vitamin D ability to absorb. But if you are dark-skinned and you don't have a whole lot of exposure to the sun, your chances of having vitamin D deficiency are much, much higher. So, you know, vitamin D has a tremendous amount to do with the skin and the skin color. And we find that a lot of our patients who are... have darker skin, their vitamin D levels really need to be checked on a regular basis. And it has a great deal to do with a lot of the problems that are associated with people of darker skin. One of the things that we find is that African-American people have a lot of kidney problems with hypertension, with heavy amounts of cardiovascular disease. And a lot of that has to do with their vitamin D levels.
Interesting. So when did vitamin D deficiency start to be a problem?
What they were looking at is in the 1890s, we started to become industrialized. And when you start to become industrialized, you're not required to be outside. And there was also a lot of emissions. So in London, they were developing rickets. And rickets occurs because of extreme low vitamin D. So you fail to grow, you have deformities in the bone, skeletal structure, and it becomes a real problem. So they had this big push trying to figure out what the problem was and what was occurring and why people were having these issues. And it was because they were out of the sunshine. You know, people wore more clothes. You know, if you go back in time, to do different types of work, you know, even like biblical times, you know, conservative things like that. But it talks about when Peter jumped into the water to go see Jesus because he had resurrected, he was naked. So he was out there fishing without any clothes on. And they mention that in the Gospels, that he jumped into the water and then swam in.
So they're just walking around naked?
Yeah, he was working naked.
Getting his vitamin D.
He was getting his vitamin D. So, you know, there you go. But in Victorian England, there was a lot of very conservative dress. Everybody had to wear lots of clothes over their
system.
Covered
everything, yeah.
Covered everything. So there was a huge amount of conservatives. You know, you couldn't... a man would be arrested if he didn't have a shirt on for indecent exposure. And women couldn't even show their ankles.
Wow.
So, you know, there was a lot of... It was very conservative. And then they didn't work outside. There was... most of them worked indoors the entire time. And then they also had pollution. So rickets was a major problem at that time. So, you know, trying to figure out what was going on. And so they did a lot of research. And then finally came up with some solutions.
Interesting. So what solutions were found for vitamin D deficiency?
Well, the big thing that they found was cod liver oil. Cod liver oil became kind of like a staple at that time. There was a English gentleman who found out that cod liver oil would take care of rickets. They didn't know why, but they knew that. So, you know, the whole thing, you hear about these old stories or these you know, you got to take, forcing the kids to take their cod liver oil. Yeah.
I remember. Well, our kids grew up with it.
Right.
In liquid form. Yeah.
And it was very important because it really helps out with upper respiratory infections. A lot of kids were had low growth. They had a lot of infections because of their immune system. And there was a tremendous amount of death. So what they found was that if they gave cod liver oil, then they didn't develop those problems. In the 1920s, they finally discovered vitamin D and how it was working, and it was the vitamin D in the cod liver oil that was making the big difference. So voila, then we had the discovery of vitamin D and was able to solve a major health problem that was occurring in the world at that time.
And that was in the 1920s.
1920s and when they discovered vitamin D. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, 1920s was when they discovered most of the vitamins. It was sort of a revolutionary time in healthcare, and they felt that that was going to be the big thing to help to cure and get mankind into a much better position.
And didn't a lot of families, that was a staple, cod liver oil?
Cod liver oil.
Have it after their meal or before their meal?
Now, one of the things that they did at that point was they then started to fortify, especially in America, fortify milk, vitamin D fortified milk.
Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk more about that. Essential vitamin D.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. How is TMJ treated at your office?
One of the most important ones is actually some jaw adjusting. The technique that I actually use, I invented. It needs to be extremely light adjustment. If you come in hard on the jaw, it's a very mobile type of a joint. Mm-hmm. So the angle, the pattern, and just the amount of right pressure, it's a very gentle type of thing. As a matter of fact, people just sit there and say it's sort of like a puff of air. You know, I mean, did you actually do anything except, you know, all of a sudden all their pain's gone?
Yeah.
Matter of fact, the TMJ is one of the major causes of headaches. There's a different pattern if it's cervicogenic and jaw on the headaches. By the time just we do the consultation, I usually know where the headache's coming from. It also has a very strong emotional effect. There's actually a direct nerve that goes right to the brain from the jaw that goes directly to the emotional center in the brain. The emotions can affect the jaw, mm-hmm. and then the jaw can affect the emotions. Jaw problems of any type of musculoskeletal pain, people commit more suicide from TMJ. About 80% of everyone's going to have TMJ sometime in their life. And many times people aren't even aware that that's where their problem's coming
right.
from. One of the things that you have to do is the neck has to be fixed to be able to fix the TMJ. If you don't get the top bone called the atlas fixed, you'll never be able to fix the TMJs.
And that's something you do.
That's
your specialty.
We actually
is
have
the
a
atlas.
Specialty on yeah. that. Mm-hmm. So, but you can have TMJ problems and not have a neck problem too.
Okay.
But if the atlas is out, you're going to absolutely get nowhere with a TMJ. There's also a global type of a shift that occurs. The pelvis will actually shift. We've had people with elbow problems. We've had people with shoulder problems. And I said, it's coming from your jaw. And they're like, you know, well, it doesn't hurt up
my jaw. How does that happen? Yeah.
And so I go up there and adjust their jaw and their, I recheck their shoulder and the elbow, and I said, does that hurt anymore? And they go, no. Oh, my gosh. I've had people working on this for 2 years and never gotten this far, and you do it in just like 5 seconds. Examination and diagnostics are absolutely so essential for really understanding a problem. If you don't know exactly what's going on, if you don't know what the cause is, then you can't fix it.
Right. And when you know, it makes the treatment easy.
Oh, yes.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. Have you ever been curious about how acupuncture can benefit your health? The Prather Practice has received the NDA List Award for Best in Acupuncture for 2 years in a row. And we've been rated the top acupuncture provider by Google+. Dr. Robert Prather is a board-certified licensed acupuncturist. He's earned a reputation for combining effective acupuncture-based techniques with cutting-edge technology to help patients with many conditions. Acupuncture is documented and proven to help with many health issues, including pain, allergies, addiction control, anxiety, fatigue, vision problems, infertility, and so much more. We even have needle-free options for those who are a bit squeamish around needles. Call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment and experience the benefits of acupuncture for yourself. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
And I'm feeling good.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
Well, we're talking today about essential vitamin D. And Dr. Prather, before we went to break, you were talking about milk and fortifying it. And tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, one of the things that they discovered was that instead of, because kids don't really like taking cod liver oil. I don't know if you ever noticed that. So,
well, we had orange flavor, so
yeah, that wasn't too bad. But it wasn't a real popular thing, and there was a lot of jokes about it. Mm-hmm. So what the federal government did, and even over in Europe, is they decided to fortify the milk with vitamin D. So that was a big thing to make sure that everybody got their vitamin D as they should. And that made a huge difference. And interestingly enough, they're not even quite sure why. But if you put in vitamin D in milk, it becomes 10 times better absorbed into your system.
Oh, interesting.
So it doesn't take as much vitamin D to get into your system because of the milk. And then, of course, milk also has the calcium, magnesium, phosphorus already in it. So it makes it a very easy way to get vitamin D into the system. But again, it shows up. We don't think about vitamin D a whole lot, but it was a major, major issue and had a big health impact, you know, huge health impact. And getting that into the milk is one of the things that really helped out with vitamin D. Now, one of the things that people need to be aware of is they really need to watch their kids. Because a lot of kids now have been shown to be dairy sensitive and aren't taking that. So how do they get their vitamin D? And getting that checked, you know, is a very important factor in keeping the health of your child up. Well, actually, everybody's health is extremely important to measure their vitamin D level on a regular basis.
Well, we do that through our Prather profile. Vitamin D is part of that.
That's just a standard type of thing that we feel that everybody should have checked anytime they have a lab test, just to see where it is, because of the importance. And if you're a vegetarian and you don't drink milk, your chances of getting vitamin D, unless you're out in the sunshine quite a bit, are very, very low, because you get minuscule amounts of vitamin D in your diet unless you're taking fish oils, salmon, herring, sardine, egg yolks, butter, and liver are the major areas that you get it in your diet.
So at the Prather Practice, when you have children that are low in vitamin D, what are their options?
Well, we give some vitamin D supplementation. We find out the best way to get that into their system, and then we measure it and make sure that that's all set.
Because there's some that are liquids, right?
Yes, there are a lot of ways to get that into the system. And, of course, one of the easy ways you can do is all you need is for a baby or a child, get them out there into the sunshine about 20 minutes a day, and they can usually get all the vitamin D that they need. So making sure that your child gets out there and get the liquid sunshine vitamin.
And that can come through, you know, the glass patio door, right? Just
there's a little bit
them.
It's the UV light from the sun that really, really works. It's best to get out there completely into the sun if you can.
Yeah, but not in the middle of winter.
Right, right. Well, even if you can get their face in their hands.
Yeah.
Sometimes that can actually do. So getting outside during the winter, as long as there's sunshine out, it's a great thing to do.
So is vitamin D deficiency common now?
Vitamin D deficiency is very common. One of the things that there was you know how there are different fads that go through. I mean, right now it's CBD oil. Everybody's doing CBD oil. But they also were, the vitamin D was, there was some research that came out and every doctor was putting out vitamin D. without even really checking on it, which isn't good.
You mean checking in their blood work?
Checking on their blood work to see the lab tests. So everybody was getting vitamin D because they were talking about how excellent it was. So everybody had this big vitamin D craze. And it is absolutely true that almost, when we do the vitamin D testing, mm-hmm. It's the majority of people who actually show up low on vitamin D. You know, it's unusual to find someone who is normal, and we go through, and your vitamin D's low.
Yeah.
So we need to bring that up. And there are different levels that we get on people. Some of them are very shocking levels, and it's amazing how much of a health change that occurs as soon as we get their vitamin D level up.
Interesting. Now, you said by, putting someone on vitamin D without checking it can be harmful.
Yes.
What do you mean by that?
Well, vitamin D can be toxic. This is something that you can get a toxicity on.
It's a fat soluble.
It's a fat soluble, so it can sit in the system and cause quite a bit of problems. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to be low on vitamin D, and you don't want to be too high on vitamin D.
It's that homeostasis we talk about.
Homeostasis, balance in the system, very important.
So is vitamin D supplementation something that should be encouraged?
Vitamin D supplementation should be responsibly encouraged.
And you mean that by checking through blood work.
Yeah. We had a patient who was very much into health, as I think about, mm-hmm. That came into our office and was having some very serious issues. And we sit there and did their blood tests, and their vitamin D level was at a super toxic level. And we asked them how long they had been taking vitamin D. In 3 years, they've been accumulating it. It eventually resulted in a disease process. It had been recommended before, and they had read all the studies on how important vitamin D was. And so they were going to be a healthy individual and go down and get their vitamin D supplementation on a regular basis.
Without having it checked.
Without having any lab tests done. And you cannot do that. Mm-hmm. And so we were able to detox them on the vitamin D. Luckily, that had not become a crisis situation where it could have been life-threatening. Mm-hmm. But we do take that seriously, and we don't encourage people to take vitamin D without having a blood test to monitor how it's doing.
And what level should it be at?
Well, the accepted norms is between 30 and 80, mm-hmm. according to our labs. Mm-hmm. We like it, to get it around between the 40 to 50 range is our ideal.
Okay, good. Well, can vitamin D be, you talked about it can be toxic if taken too high levels.
Yes, if it goes above 150, it becomes a toxic level.
And how does that manifest itself?
Oh, now, consequences of high vitamin D mm-hmm. Is nausea. That was one of the things that this person was talking about. Mm-hmm. Anorexia. In other words, you don't want to eat. Weakness, headaches, and that was a big problem that we've seen. Probably one of the first things we see is an increase in headaches. Excessive urination. It can cause mental retardation. Uh-huh. If you're taking it as a
too high person. Levels.
Too high of levels can actually damage the brain. Remember, it's very important for the nervous system. It's important that you don't go too low, but it's also important you don't go too high. Mm-hmm. Extreme digestive disturbances, it can cause atherosclerosis. It can cause dermatitis, and it can cause irreversible kidney damage. I have had a patient who came in for treatment, and the cause of their kidney damage was from taking too high of vitamin D. It can also cause kidney stones, and it can calcify the soft tissue.
Interesting.
So you can get some really serious types of issues mm-hmm. if you're taking too much vitamin D.
And do you find when people, these patients you're talking about that have come in, was that something they were doing on their own?
The one with the kidney damage was actually prescribed by a physician.
Okay.
Without doing blood tests. That was during the big vitamin D craze.
Mm-hmm.
So put
everybody on vitamin D.
Everybody was getting put
without
on vitamin
labs.
D. Without labs. And without rechecking it. Mm-hmm. So most of the time, it is people who are deciding to do it on their own. who have read, and in other words, a little bit of knowledge can be dangerous.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the symptoms of low vitamin D?
Well, one of the things, as a matter of fact, we've just had a patient recently that had this, had a vitamin D level of 8, which is...
And you say you went the level at 40 to 50.
Yeah, 40 to 50. 150 is when you start to get into the symptoms of the toxicity.
Okay.
So between 30 and 80 is the lab range that we look for.
Mm-hmm.
We like it between 40 and 50, right around in there.
Mm-hmm.
150, then you start to get some of the consequences of a high vitamin D. So that's where you start to get the toxicity level. And that's when you have to start to detox it out of the system. But this gentleman had a level 8 on his
pretty low
on his vitamin D, and his main symptoms that he was coming in was burning in the mouth. So the mouth actually burns.
Wow! And why is that?
The mucous membranes are affected quite a bit.
Wow.
And there's a loss of calcium. Matter of fact, the next step would be that the teeth start falling out.
Wow.
So it's not good stuff.
No.
And he had actually been to 6 different doctors, even had been to Mayo.
Mm-hmm.
And they had not checked his vitamin D level, even with the symptom of burning in the mouth was
wow.
the main problem. So anyway, excessive sweating is another thing that can occur. Diarrhea. And interestingly enough, I've solved a lot of excessive sweating issues from Amish, which is interesting because they always stay covered up.
Mm-hmm.
And they get that really low vitamin D. You know, when they take their shirts off or, you know, see their skin, they're very pale.
Very pale, yeah.
And because they haven't been out there, they don't believe in exposing their self to the sun. They're always very modestly dressed, and it's not actually healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And excessive sweating was a common thing that I've been able to solve along those lines. Diarrhea, again, whether you get too much or too little.
Mm-hmm.
Remember I talked about that there's a big regulation in the bowels. So the bowels are, a lot of how the bowels work is coming from the vitamin D. Insomnia, nearsightedness. Kids who have low vitamin D mm-hmm. develop nearsightedness as children.
Mm-hmm.
So getting a lot of sunshine, making sure their vitamin D level is up, that keeps them from needing glasses as they're going along. That's why they always talk about kids who are inside reading all the time. Well, it's not necessarily always the reading. It's that they're not outside playing, getting
mm-hmm.
their vitamin D. Nervousness, anxiety, softening of the bones, rickets, dental cavities. If you are low vitamin D, you're going to have problems with your teeth. And fatigue. We've had a lot of people whose fatigue levels were solved by getting their vitamin D level up.
Okay. When we come back, more on essential vitamin D.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
And my leg, don't forget, was sticking straight out in this cast. And before long, he turned to me again and said, "Did you break your leg?" I said, "I didn't break my leg. I broke my femur." And he said, "Huh." So he turned to me and he said, "Ma'am, I guess I ought to be embarrassed, but I don't even know where the femur is located." I turned to him and said, "You don't have to be embarrassed about that. You don't have to know where the femur is located because men don't have one."
Are you frustrated by not getting to the root cause of your health issue? Are you tired of not knowing why you're always fatigued? Are you wanting to say no to toxic drugs? Have you lost hope? Are you just tired of being sick and tired? At the Prather Practice, we want you to know that we have the answers for you. We offer the alternative to the disease care model. We are the drug-free model to health and wellness. At the Prather Practice, we look for the underlying cause of your health problem and not just the symptomatology. Through thorough diagnostics, we find your individual health blueprint for your treatment. Where the disease care model is symptom-based, the structure-function model we practice gets to the root of your health issue. The Prather practice is the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our integrative practice offers you the most treatment options to restore your health and your hope. Learn more about the Prather practice by calling 317-848-8048 or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
We're talking today about essential vitamin D. And Dr. Prather, should other vitamins or minerals be checked with vitamin D?
Absolutely. As you would take vitamin D, there's an effect on the rest of the body. Mm-hmm. So it is a fat-soluble vitamin, so you need to have a balance on that, on your vitamin A, your vitamin E, and your vitamin K. And all of those work synergistically together. Mm-hmm. So if you take quite a bit of vitamin D without keeping a balance of the others, you can become deficient in those and actually cause problems.
What were the other vitamins?
Vitamin A, vitamin E, and vitamin K.
Okay.
And vitamin D are the fat-soluble vitamins, mm-hmm, that are very essential, and they work very closely together. So one of the things we do is, as we give vitamin D, we also check on those other vitamins and make sure that we're supplementing them as we need to. Mm-hmm. And then you also need to watch the minerals. So you might, if you take vitamin D into your system, and you start to go low on your calcium, it starts to pull it out of the bone, can actually weaken the bone too. Mm-hmm. So you need to be checking on your calcium, your phosphorus, and your magnesium, and make sure that those are balanced. So vitamin D can cause a weakening of the skeletal structure if you're not doing it right. It should strengthen it, but again, it becomes very complicated. Mm-hmm. You need to balance everything, and it is a definite homeostasis that you're trying to achieve. So checking on the other aspects of what's affected by vitamin D. So that's why really someone who is a doctor should be working with you on that.
Mm-hmm. And the importance of homeostasis, which we talk about all the time.
Right, right.
Good. Well, what role does vitamin D play in the immune system?
Well, the one of the first things that shows up with the immune system is the upper respiratory infections, especially during the wintertime, increases quite dramatically if you are low on your vitamin D. So if you're trying to get your colds, flus, and of course with the tuberculosis was one of the big things that they had found, mm-hmm, the vitamin D, getting people out into the sunshine. Tuberculosis takes off when you don't get a whole lot of sunshine in a different area, and that was a big problem during the 1890s that they were dealing with, but that was another thing that was taken care of by taking the cod liver oil. They saw a dramatic decrease. So all upper respiratory infections definitely has a big effect on the immune system. The ability of the body to target different types of cells seems to be a very big factor. Also with the immune system, you know, as you're working with that, it has a big effect on the ability of the body to find and destroy cancer cells. Mm. So the things that have been acknowledged is upper respiratory infections and then also having an effect on cancer too.
So does vitamin D help to prevent cancer?
Vitamin D has been shown to prevent cancer. Mm. Colon cancer, breast cancer, prostate cancer is also shown to be affected by vitamin D as a preventative type of thing. My feeling is that the vitamin D levels, those are the ones that have been shown, mm-hmm, to have an effect on it, but I think all cancers are affected by the vitamin D levels.
Mm. That's serious.
Yeah.
So important. Can vitamin D be helpful with cardiovascular disease?
Cardiovascular disease, absolutely. One of the things that occurs is that if the calcium phosphorus ratios are off in the system, you start to get hardening of the arteries. Vitamin D has a great deal of effect along those lines and can keep that from happening. Now, if you get too high of vitamin D, it can also cause atherosclerosis, arteriosclerosis, especially of the aorta, which is the major artery in the body. But also, if you go too low, that can cause a hardening of the arteries too. So you want to make sure that both of those are important. Also, the congestive heart failure. If you can keep your vitamin D level up, it really seems to cut down on the number of people who develop congestive heart failure. So it's a very excellent preventative along those lines. So you really want to try to keep that levels at where they should be. Cardiovascular disease, number one killer, cancer is number two. So trying to keep that all healthy is very important.
I guess I didn't realize how important vitamin D is.
Oh, there's a tremendous amount of things that are involved with that. And you know, and one of the big things that we've seen a lot is the seasonal affective disorder, SAD. Mm-hmm. So that is a really, really big factor along those lines. If you have the SADS type of symptoms where you can start to get that mood disorder, especially over the winter time, a lot of people get that. And if you can keep your vitamin D levels up, it really helps out. Another thing that people don't realize is weight loss. Vitamin D helps to lose weight too. So
that's great.
Yeah, if you are low on your vitamin D, then you can start to put on weight. Mm-hmm. So checking that if you're trying to keep your weight under control, vitamin D has a great deal of effect on that. The reason is because it goes and affects the hormones, your thyroid levels. We see changes on thyroid. We've had people who didn't do well on trying to get their thyroid balanced. And once we got their vitamin D level balanced out, all of a sudden their thyroid levels were working fine.
Wow. Yeah, it's so interesting how things work together holistically.
It is. And being able to look at all the different factors and knowing how everything works together is extremely important.
Mm-hmm. So how is vitamin D tested?
Vitamin D is tested through the blood work. That's the most accurate way and an excellent way to check it. And again, looking at the numbers on that, you can really tell when you need to be taking it and when you don't. But again, you also need to not only find out when you should be taking it, but when you should be stopping taking it. Mm-hmm. So making sure that that's tested after a period of time and make sure that you're not going too high. And then if you have constant problems with your vitamin D level, you need to constantly be checking on that.
How often would you say?
If people are, there are people that we have that we're checking it once a month.
Really?
You know, just because we're trying to regulate it, mm-hmm. make sure we hit that optimum. Once we can kind of hit it, find out what they're needing, then we can go longer.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably, I get my vitamin D checked at least every 3 months.
How was yours last time?
I was actually a little low. I was but not too much. I was a 28.
Mm-hmm.
And I would really like to see it more up in the 40s and between 40 and 50.
Yeah. And I just had my blood work. Well, mine was kind of low too.
Yeah, yours was 22.
Mm-hmm.
So we needed to really jump to.
Yeah.
And of course, you've got darker skin too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I belong more closer to the equator.
Yeah. You need your sunshine.
I do. Are other lab tests important to get other, you know, to get with vitamin D testing?
Yes.
I almost called it vitamin T. Is there a vitamin T?
There is actually a vitamin T.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's an oil. So, you know,
You would know that.
I would know that. So, yes. What was the question again?
are there other lab tests important to get with the vitamin D?
One of the most important is hair analysis.
Mm-hmm.
You need to see what's going on with the minerals of the body. to know how to supplement that. If you're just giving vitamin D, you're going to be throwing off the minerals if they're not balanced. So hair analysis is extremely important because you want to know what's going on with the tissue minerals. You need to also do blood values of the minerals too. So we always do magnesium, calcium, phosphorus, just to see what's showing up, as well as seeing with the tissue, then we balance those out.
Okay.
And then we can also do a blood test to see what the vitamin E levels, vitamin K levels, vitamin A levels are, so that we make sure that we're supplementing as that needs to go along too.
Okay, so recommending a Prather profile, which includes the vitamin D, and a hair analysis, which we do at our office.
Right.
Okay, when we come back, more on essential vitamin D.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
Well, let's talk about the role chiropractic care plays in chronic kidney disease. Someone out there might say, what does that chiropractic have to do with
chronic kidney disease? Mm-hmm. And that is one of the things that I tell all the patients who have that problem. A lot of the people who come in who have chronic kidney disease, the way that we figure that out is because they're coming in because of low back pain.
Right, what they think is structural low back pain, which is more kidney issue.
Sure. I had a gentleman who came in, says, I've been to three chiropractors. They adjust me. They can't seem to do anything about my low back pain. I check him out, and I say, the back pain is not coming from your back.
Sure.
It's coming from your kidneys. Mm-hmm. You're in chronic kidney disease. Let's do some blood work on that, see what's going on. But in the meantime, there is not only as we are chiropractors are we adjusting the spine, mm-hmm. but we're also adjusting other skeletal structure, mm-hmm. but we're also doing visceral adjustments too. So we actually do a kidney adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
What happens with the kidneys is they become inflamed when they're in chronic kidney disease. And when they become inflamed, they drop down because they put pressure. And the kidneys will actually drop. When they do that, they hurt. Also, when they do that, they don't work as well. So one of the quickest ways that we can change some of the numbers on the chronic kidney disease on the blood work is we do an adjustment called a kidney lift. It's a non-painful type of adjustment where we actually
You clarified that.
Yes.
Painful. What are you, lifting my kidneys?
Yeah, we lift the kidneys up into place and people go, oh, my gosh, my pain is gone.
Mm-hmm.
It just disappeared. It also, when I do that, we see a decrease in the blood pressure. Mm-hmm. So the blood pressure actually improves. And then we see on the urinalysis and on the blood work, the numbers improve immediately. Now, there can also be neurological interference. There is different nerves that go directly to the kidneys, and that could be related to the spine. So doing those adjustments, we've also seen some very good changes in the function of the kidney. So the nerves control everything, so it's not just the visceral adjustment on the kidneys that we do, mm-hmm. but also we do the neurological adjustments if they are necessary.
Mm-hmm.
But this gentleman had absolutely nothing wrong, no interference with his spine on the nerves going there. It was purely that the kidneys had dropped.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. It's a beautiful day. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
We're talking today about essential vitamin D, and I'm learning a lot, Dr. Prather, and it is very essential, vitamin D.
Very essential.
To our lives. Let's talk a little bit more. I think you brought up the food sources for vitamin D, which aren't many.
No.
No.
No, there's a little bit in mushrooms, a little bit in vegetables, but people who are vegetarian who don't get out in the sunshine or don't drink milk really, really, really needs to look at their vitamin D levels. Also, people of color, the darker you are, the more likely you are of being low on vitamin D. Because skin color is an adaptation to vitamin D levels.
Interesting.
So it completely controls it.
So you talked about fish oils too, important.
Fish oils, very important. And you can get that from salmon, herring, sardines. Those are all good fish sources.
I remember my dad would always be eating sardines.
Yeah, and that was one thing that they used to do, is it was a health thing. So you would have your sardines or herrings. Men would do that. They didn't know it, but it was basically for vitamin D, because they found out that people who did that were healthier than others. So egg yolks are a good place. Butter. Best way to get it out of the butter is ghee butter.
Ghee butter
has a higher level of vitamin D.
And you can get that ghee butter. We get it at Market District.
Sure. Yeah. It's excellent. Liver also is a great place. Liver is one of the very best foods you can possibly have for getting everything that you need. And it's very high in all the fatty-based vitamins. So vitamin A, D, E, and K are all very high in liver. So it's a great place to get it.
So eat your liver.
And then fortified D milk has been a very excellent boon to mankind.
So can vitamin D be reduced by drugs?
Yes. Drugs can be a very important thing. Matter of fact, you need to, if you're on any pharmaceuticals, you should have a physician check too, because you can have interactions between vitamin D and many drugs if you're taking that. So being aware of your pharmaceuticals and having that checked along with the vitamin D is important. But if you are taking cholesterol-lowering drugs, remember, cholesterol goes up to the skin, hits the UV light, and starts the whole vitamin D process. So if you are low on cholesterol,
get to the skin.
Yeah. If you do a study on people who are taking cholesterol lowering drugs, much lower than the rest of their peers for their vitamin D levels. So if you are taking cholesterol lowering drugs, checking on your vitamin D level is one of the most important things that you could possibly do, because it can really cause a very big problem along those lines. And quite interestingly enough, being low on vitamin D, and we raise the vitamin D level up, all of a sudden their cholesterol level goes back to normal.
Interesting.
So one of the reasons that people have, what the body does if it's not getting the vitamin D level it should from the sunshine because of your own not getting into the sunshine, the body makes more cholesterol to try to have as much of it available if you do happen to get into the sun as possible. So being low on vitamin D causes high cholesterol. And if you can get your vitamin D levels up, it is a natural way to lower, one of the natural ways to lower your cholesterol levels.
Yeah, and we're not saying go out to your nearest vitamin store and buy some vitamin D and start taking it.
No.
You have to have the labs to check
it. You have to have someone who's knowledgeable in working with that type of situation and looks at all the ramifications that are involved in that. Sorry to make it complicated, but it is.
Well, it really isn't complicated. You get the blood work, you know where you need to be. We do the supplementation. How many different vitamin D supplements do we have?
We found one that really works well, but we have many different ways to deliver it. Sometimes we do just give desiccated liver. Sometimes we give fish oils to get the vitamin D level. It depends on what level it is and how the person responds. But we do have a very excellent source of vitamin D. And for those who are really, really low, we have pharmaceutical vitamin D. We have a lot of people who we have to write scripts because they're so low on their vitamin D.
Well, I know I'm taking it right now in capsule form.
Yes.
Yeah. So is vitamin D more important in the older population?
Yes. As you get older, your vitamin D levels usually decrease. So your ability to make vitamin D is so as you are older, your body's ability to compensate for your mistakes aren't as great. So yes, vitamin D levels are always lower in the older population.
Gives you more of an excuse to move south.
Matter of fact, they find that people who move south live longer mainly because of the vitamin D. Mm-hmm. Because you have more exposure, and if you have your vitamin D levels at a better rate as you're older, you cut down on the number of problems that you have. And so vitamin D is a life extension vitamin. Let me repeat that. Vitamin D will make you live longer, and older people should always have their vitamin D checked.
Is that older people like us?
The older you are, the more likely you're low on your vitamin D. So really checking on that is very important. The other thing that vitamin D has a lot to do with is falls.
Oh.
So balance issues. If people are having issues with falls, vitamin D has been found to be a very big culprit along those lines.
Why is that?
The one of the bones that are involved with the, if you go low on vitamin D, that starts to weaken and get brittle, are the bones in the ears.
Oh, interesting.
So loss of hearing as you get older oftentimes is a vitamin D deficiency. Loss of vision as you get older is oftentimes a vitamin D deficiency. Balance problems, inner ear problems, oftentimes can be solved from vitamin D. Tinnitus, ringing in the ears, oftentimes is a vitamin D deficiency. So it's fascinating, all the different types of things. We had a gentleman who was extremely fatigued, older gentleman, who came into our office who was really struggling with just kind of keeping life going. And he had fallen several times, which he actually had bruises when he first came into us. And he was like, what? What? Every time that, somebody said something. And they were like, you got to get your ears, checked. And it wasn't working even with the hearing aids. So we got him on. He again checked out. Now, he was about a 12 or a 13 on his vitamin D level.
Okay.
But we got him on vitamin D level. And it was within 2 weeks. His kids were in here. I don't know what you did, but we got Grandpa back again.
Aww.
He was out playing with the kids, and we were all worried, and he was running with them, and
he wasn't saying what.
So it's a it's very satisfying.
Yeah.
And sometimes it can just be a very excellent. I had a Indian gal who came in with terrible bowel problems. A lot of infections and, a lot of, they didn't know what was going on, but irritable bowel just like crazy. Got her vitamin D level up and went away. Mm. We had talked about the whole thing. And by the way, with the bowels, Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis almost always have low vitamin D. And if we get their vitamin D level, the symptoms go down. Mm. And if you're talking about neurology, Alzheimer's, MS, all those different types of things it's critical to make sure that you have your vitamin D levels to be able to function as well as you possibly can, because oftentimes what happens is the vitamin D leads to an illness, and then the illness, you go inside and people go to bed, they're not outside because they don't feel active, and then it makes the vitamin D level even worse, and then they don't want to eat as much. They especially don't want to have herring or sardines, because they got bowel problems. They got all these other things. And then the vitamin D gets even worse. And then you get into this vicious cycle of going downhill. A tuberculosis clinics, one of the big things that they found that was very effective was getting people outside to garden. And that really, really solved an awful lot of the TB problems.
Interesting. So that's the time of the year. Start making your gardens.
There you go.
Walking. Wonderful. Very informative. Thank you, Dr. Prather, on essential vitamin D.
Thank you, Lisa.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.